Shri Shri Radha Madhava Asta Sakshi's Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees of Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees of Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees of Krishna. All glories, to Shri Shri Guru, Shri Shri Gauranga. All glories to Shri Prabhupada.
Dharmo Bhagavatananam cha. आध्यात्मिकम्
अशेषता
a devotee and performs Bhagavat Dharma. Prahlad Maharaj, the spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession, advised that this Bhagavad Dharma be instructed to students from the very beginning of their education. Koma Acharit Pragyot Dharma Bhagavatam Iha. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.6.1. To understand the science of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the real purpose of education. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.23. One must simply hear about and describe Lord Vishnu and his various incarnations. This narration concerning Prahlad Maharaj and Lord Nrsimhadev, therefore, has properly described spiritual, transcendental subjects. Dharmo Bhagavatam cha Bhagavan yena kamyate Akhyane smir samanatam Adhyatmikam asheshaka. Om Jnanachanandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmilitam jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Guru Vishwam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Ramayam Dadati Svapanantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta
Shri Advaita Gadadhara
Canto 7, text number 45, chapter 10. Chapter is entitled Prahlad, the best among exalted devotees. Today is Mina Sankranti. Mina Sankranti is a very auspicious day in which the sun is passing from Aries into Pisces. And this day is considered very auspicious. Many temples have festivals on this day, and it is considered also auspicious for giving donations. So if anyone wants to donate to Temple of Vedic Planetarium, TOVP, or any other auspicious cause, this is a very good day to do this. And of course, this is an excellent day to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, as every day is auspicious when Srimad Bhagavatam is there. Srimad Prabhupada is so kind that he's given us the means by which every day can become auspicious. And that means is Bhagavad Dharma. And one of the principal angas of Bhagavad Dharma is hearing and chanting Srimad Bhagavatam. Before I begin to speak today, I would like to ask the blessings of all the devotees that are present today. There are so many senior Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis here. So please give me your blessings that I can speak Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So in yesterday's class, which was downstairs in front of Shishi Radha Madhava, of course here we're also in front of Shishi Radha Madhava because they're everywhere, they're all pervading. We heard Sikhi Mahiti Prabhu speaking about a wonderful event in 1972. And that event was the first Mayapur festival. I was reading yesterday Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, and devotees were staying in simple tents in mosquito-infested fields. And yesterday I had lunch with Sikhi Mahiti Prabhu, and he shared with me that first day they went to the Jalangi to take bath because the Jalangi was closer than the Hooghly or the Ganga. Although Ganga flows in both rivers, Hooghly and Jalangi. And there was some pipe coming into the Jalangi, and devotees were very excited. Oh, this is a holy river! Drink the water! Drink the water! And they all drank the water, and they all got dysentery, amoebic dysentery. And he told me that he was lying in some incomplete room with a mosquito net over his head, trapping all the mosquitoes inside. And seeing Prabhupada come down from his room and go to the temple to give class, and being so weak and so unfit that he could not even get up from his bed to go to the class to hear Srila Prabhupada, because the conditions were so difficult and austere here in Mayapur. And some of the devotees, they got so sick that they had to send them back to America, even in the middle of the festival. So I'm very happy to see that times have changed here in Mayapur. And there's so many wonderful devotees that are able to come and hear and chant Srimad Bhagavatam in good health with wonderful prasadam and accommodations. And all facility is here for us now to hear and chant Srimad Bhagavatam. There was only one meal Sikhi Mahiti Prabhu was sharing with me yesterday. And if you miss that meal, you could not even purchase prasadam. There was no Mahaprasadam stands or anything. So he would go for Prabhupada's Mahaprasadam. And he would get Prabhupada's Mahaprasadam. And that was also Bengali style prasadam. So some things were so much chili, he could not eat it. So he would pick and choose what was possible for him to eat. And then one day Prabhupada told his assistants, mix all the Mahaprasadam together. So life became more difficult for him. But he said he had brought a big box of cashews from the West. So that sustained him. That and some coconuts for the festival. So there was another event in 1972 in the history of ISKCON that was really profound, and that was the largest ISKCON gathering to date. It occurred in New Vrindavan in the end of August, August 29th through September 11th. And those were the Bhagavad Dharma discourses. It was Janmashtami, and there was Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja, and 500 devotees gathered there in New Vrindavan to hear Srila Prabhupada speak Bhagavad Dharma discourses. And one press reporter also, John Nordheimer, came from the New York Times to interview Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada spoke on Bhagavad Dharma. He spoke this verse, Dharma Swanustitaha Pumsam Vishvakshena Katasuyaha Nupadayatya Divatim Shama Evahi Kevalam. In this verse, Bhagavad Dharma is described that whatever we do, whatever occupation we perform, if we do not attain ratim, or taste, or attraction to the messages of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then shrama eva hi kevalam, such attraction or such activities, such dharma, is just a useless waste of time. And during these discourses, Srila Prabhupada said, just try to hear about Krishna. Your life will be successful. This is called Bhagavad Dharma. So, we are now studying the 10th chapter of the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And we are coming to a conclusion of this section of Prahlad Maharaj and Singhadev Leela. It all started in the first chapter of the 7th canto. Narada Muni is speaking to Yudhisthira Maharaj at the Rajasuya sacrifice. Krishna has just killed Shishupal, and Shishupal's Atma, soul, merges into the body of Krishna. And Shishupal, it seems he gets Sayuja Mukti. And Yudhisthira Maharaj is amazed. And he inquires from Narada, how is it possible that Shishupal is so inimical to Krishna, but yet he receives Sayuja Mukti? This was not the fate of Vena, other inimical personalities. Vena went to hell. So how did Shishupal get liberation? So then Narada Muni replies by narrating the past times of Lord Nrisimhadev killing Hiranyakashipu. And this goes all the way from the first chapter, and now we've come to the 10th chapter. And in this section of the 10th chapter, Narada Muni is summarizing and winding up the entire pastime and the entire Leela. He says that that, O King Yudhisthira, that Prahlad Maharaj, he worships all the demigods and Lord Brahma, and then the demigods, they leave from their own abodes. And he explains that Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, formerly Jai and Vijay, they were killed by Lord Vishnu. And then, remembering Lord Vishnu, again they took their births as Kumbhakarna and Ravana, and they were killed by Lord Ramachandra. And then, remembering the Lord, even in enmity, inimically, because even if someone remembers the Lord in an inimical mood, still the person gets tremendous benefit. Just as a worm is captured by a black drone and constantly remembers that drone, and that worm will attain the body of the drone in the next life. So similarly, even though inimical, Kumbhakarna, Ravana, they remembered Ramachandra at the time of death, and they took their next birth as Shishupal and Dantavakra. And Shishupal and Dantavakra, they attained a great goal because they were remembering Krishna at the time of death. So then Narad Muni, in the 41st verse of this chapter, he explains that, okay, now I have told you everything. I've explained to you why Shishupal, he got this liberation. I've explained it to you now. And then he's summarizing, he's winding up. In this narration, we heard about Krishna, we heard about the expansions of Krishna, and we heard about the incarnations of Krishna. And then in yesterday's verse, we heard about this narration describing the characteristics of the Lord's devotee, Prahlad Maharaj. His staunch devotional service, his wonderful qualities, his perfect knowledge, his great faith in the Supreme Lord, his determination. And in today's verse, we're hearing about the glories of Bhagavad Dharma. Dharmo Bhagavatanam Cha. That the religious principles of the Bhagavatanam, of the devotees, Bhagavan Yena Gamyate, by which one can understand Bhagavan. Gamyate means to understand. What is being gamyate? What is being understood? Bhagavan. Akyanismin samanatam. This is perfectly being described in this narration. So as we go through the whole seventh canto, from first chapter to tenth canto, what is being perfectly described? The essence, the sar, is Bhagavad Dharma. And it is adhyatmikam asheshataha. Adhyatmikam. Adhyatmik jagat, bhautik jagat. Adhyatmik means spiritual, transcendental. And asheshataha, it is being perfectly described without any reservations. So throughout this narration of Prahlad Maharaj, Lord Nrsingadev killing Hiranyakashipu, we receive the essence of Bhagavad Dharma. We can understand the essence of religious principles. So what is Bhagavad Dharma? Bhagavad Dharma and Krishna Katha are identical. Like I mentioned earlier, I quoted Srila Prabhupada. He said, just try to hear about Krishna, he said. Your life will be successful. This is Bhagavad Dharma. So Bhagavad Dharma begins with hearing about Krishna. And not only hearing, but also chanting. The nine processes of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnusmaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmani Vednam. These processes of devotional service are Bhagavad Dharma. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his desire is that everyone should become a guru and teach others about Bhagavad Dharma and preach the instructions of Lord Krishna from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Puranas, etc. And those who follow Bhagavad Dharma are called Aryans. They're advanced in their civilization. And Prahlad Maharaj, at the age of 5, also recommends Bhagavad Dharma. He says, Komram acharet pragyam dharman bhagavatan iha dulabam manusham janma tadyadyadruvam artadam. He says, Komram acharet pragyam. Komra, when one is very small, one should know. What should he know? Dharman bhagavatan iha. One should learn Bhagavad Dharma. So this human form of life is very rare, and it is also temporary. Durlabham manusyam janma tad yapi adruvam. Dhruvam means fixed, permanent, like the dhruva lok, the dhruva star. It is fixed. And this human form of birth, or any form of birth in the material world, is adruvam. It is not fixed, because at any moment we can die, we can leave our bodies, and for sure, at some point, sure as death, at one point we'll leave this body. Therefore, this body is called adruvam. It is impermanent. So even though this human form of birth is adruvam, it is also artadam. Arta. Arta means valuable. It is a valuable birth because this human form of birth allows us to explore and try to understand, imbibe into our lives, and practice Bhagavad Dharma, the principles of devotional service. And Prahlad Maharaj, he doesn't just keep this to himself, but he shows by his example that Bhagavad Dharma should be shared with others. This is the nature of the devotee, Tatikshasva Kurunika Suridam Sarvadehinam. He's the friend of all living entities. So as a friend to all, Prahlad Maharaj, he endeavors to share Bhagavad Dharma with his small schoolmates. As soon as the teachers, Sanda and Amarka, go out of the classroom, Prahlad Maharaj gathers his students together and shares with them, preaches to them, encourages them, teaches them about Bhagavad Dharma. By definition, Bhagavad Dharma means following the laws that are given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. This Dharma is given by Krishna Himself. So we should follow the laws given by Krishna. A loving son will follow the instructions of his father. And we see practically, given the example of a government has made laws. If the citizens follow the laws, the citizens will be happy and satisfied and will be able to peacefully go about their lives. But if the citizen disregards and breaks the laws of the government, then the citizen will suffer and may be put into prison, beaten, tortured, and suffer so much. So Bhagavad Dharma means following the laws given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. There's an interesting pastime in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in the second chapter. And this chapter is entitled Maharaj Nimi Meets the Nine Yogendras. Narada Muni is again speaking. In this case, he's speaking to Vasudev, Krishna's father. So Narada Muni narrates that the nine Yogendras, the Yogendras are the sons of Rishabdev, and they're very advanced, exalted devotees. They come to the sacrificial arena of King Nimi, and when they arrive, everyone stands up to offer them respect. It is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, the king stands, the priests stand, even the sacrificial fires stand up. These personalities are so exalted. And then the king offers these great souls nice sitting places, and then he worships them as he should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sakshad Hari Tvena Samastra Shastra Uktastatha Bhavyata Eva Sadhvi. So because these personalities are representing Krishna, he's worshiping them. And the king is happy. He's overjoyed to meet these great souls. And he offers his obeisances to them. And he immediately begins to question these great souls who are glowing with such an effulgence. Their effulgence is like that of the four Kumaras, the sons of Lord Brahma. And the king begins to glorify the Navayogendras. He says, you must be associates, personal associates of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Devotees like your good selves, you wander across the universe, not for your own personal selfish motives, but only for the benefit of others. Human life is very rare, and even more rare is to attain the personal association of such great souls as all of you. And then the king begins to question the great sages. And he asks, please tell me, ata adyantikam kshemam. Please tell me, what is the supreme good? What is the ultimate benefit? So the Navayogendras, they thank the king for his question and speak with him with affection. And Kavi Yogendra replies that the ultimate good is the worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through Bhagavad Dharma. And through this worship of the Supreme, one becomes free from fear, from worshiping his lotus feet. And even ignorant living entities can very easily come to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead if they adopt the means that are given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. Even if one knows nothing, if one is ignorant, if one adopts those means coming from the Supreme Lord, one will attain all benefits. Kavi Nimi continues, The process recommended by the Lord is to be known as Bhagavat Dharma, or devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By abiding or living or practicing Bhagavad Dharma, by one's life being pervaded with Bhagavad Dharma, even though one will never stumble, one will never fall, even if running with both eyes closed. What a wonderful statement. So here, who here feels confident that we can just go outside or inside and start running with both eyes closed and we will not stumble or fall?
Let's try it.
You can try it. Don't try it in here. I remember a couple of years ago being down in the temple room. There was a big kirtan going on. We were doing parikrama of the deities, Radha Madhava. There was a huge kirtan going on. Just after the darshan, we were going around. I was really excited. One of my favorite kirtan leaders was singing. And I was just really absorbed in the kirtan. And all of a sudden, I turn around and bang! I smacked my head right into a pillar. And I started bleeding. But the kirtan was just too good. I couldn't give it up. So I took my chadar and tied it around my head. But blood was coming down. So one devotee, he pulled me out of the kirtan. He said, "I can't let you stay in this kirtan." Took me to a doctor. Maybe I had a concussion or something. So, what to speak of? My eyes are open. Our eyes open, we can stumble and fall so easily. What to speak of our eyes closed? And I wasn't running, I was just kind of dancing. So imagine your eyes are closed and you're running, but still you can have confidence that you will not stumble and you will not fall. So this is the beauty of Bhagavad Dharma, that we can practice Bhagavad Dharma and we can have full confidence that because this process has been given by the Lord Himself, if we just practice to the best of our capacity, then we will gain all success. Even if we're ignorant, even if we don't have full knowledge, the Lord will give us the knowledge that we need to come back to Him. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. This is such a wonderful process that the Lord helps His devotees who are trying to come to Him. Yena mam upayanti te. He will show us how we come back to Him. By the dadami buddhi yogam tam, by giving that real intelligence by which we can come back to Him. So it's such a wonderful process, Bhagavad Dharma. We don't need full knowledge, and we can just have complete faith that we can follow the process given by the Lord to the best of our capacity, and the Lord will help us. We can just run forward with our eyes closed and be fully secure that the Lord will take care of us. He will help us. Just like a small baby, if you throw him up in the air, he'll just laugh because he knows his mother and father will catch him. The same way we can run forward in devotional service and be happy and satisfied and have faith that Krishna will catch us no matter what. We just have to run forward and chant Krishna's holy names. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Ram! Hare Ram! Ram Ram! Hare Hare!
So thus we've discussed today the topic of Bhagavad Dharma, which means following the process suggested by the Lord Himself. Srila Prabhupada spoke the Bhagavad Dharma discourses in 1972, and at that time he was interviewed by a reporter from the New York Times John Nordenheimer. When it was time for Prabhupada to give his lecture, a devotee came and called, "Srila Prabhupada, it is time for the lecture. Please come." And Srila Prabhupada had been discussing different aspects of devotional service with the reporter and replied, "Bhagavad Dharma is already finished." Perfect Acharya, Srila Prabhupada constantly absorbed in Bhagavad Dharma. Therefore, let us all follow the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada and keep our mind, body, and words always absorbed in Bhagavad Dharma. Hare Krishna. I think we have time for one question or comment. Yes, Maharaj.
Can you highlight about the Sravanam, Kirtana, Vishnu, Smaranam? Why it is mentioned about Vishnu? Why not about Krishna?
Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Why Vishnu? Why not Krishna?
Lord Chaitanya also thought about Krishna.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for your nice question, Maharaj. So, Vishnu and Krishna, the two words, are often used by Srila Prabhupada and in Srimad Bhagavatam as synonyms, synonymous. When we think of Krishna, we think of Vishnu. When we think of Vishnu, we think of Krishna. Is that all right, Maharaj?
Why? Because the devotees are, they say that we are following Radha Krishna worship, not Lakshmi Narayana. So they always minimizing and they say that we are not interested in Vishnu. We are interested only in Radha Krishna.
That's why you're asking the question.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you think of my answer? The answer that I offered is that Krishna and Vishnu can be used synonymously, meaning the word can mean the same thing. When we worship Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, we remember Vishnu, we remember Krishna. There's non-difference. No difference. You want me to describe about the difference between the name of Vishnu and Krishna?
No, should we follow to Vishnu or direct to Krishna?
Should we follow to Vishnu or direct to Krishna? Maharaj, Vishnu and Krishna are two names that can be used synonymously. When we remember Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, we can remember Vishnu, we can remember Krishna also. Is that all right?
They give the example about, like Lakshmi still, she is, Vrindavan, doing austerity.
Yes.
So in that context, I'm just asking. So they are always minimizing Lakshmi Narayana. And because even Lord Chaitanya criticizing Sri Ranga about, worshipping Lord Rama, then he criticized why Lakshmi, giving up Vishnu and going to Krishna.
You're asking me why Lakshmi has given up Vishnu and gone and desired to go to Krishna. Okay? So, Krishna is very special because Krishna is a very sweet, Madhurya personality. He has, he's playing his flute. He has very sweet pastimes. He has very sweet relationships with his devotees. Everything about him is very sweet. And he's worshipped in an intimate mood that is much more intimate than the worship of Lord Narayana, which is the mood of Aishwarya, of opulence. So this is why Lakshmi Devi desired to associate with Lord Krishna. Does that answer your question? Thank you very much. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Tagore Premanande.
I saw that also. I'm also confused.
But I was thinking, if, because someone described the other day when Shishupal saw the chakra, Shodashan chakra, the effulgence from the chakra, he realized, Krishna is supreme. He had some awakening. Also, like with Agastya, he got Sarupya Mukti because at that moment when he was killed, the effulgence, they saw that his spirit soul went out and entered to Krishna, but he also had some favourable feeling at the last moment. So maybe then, because Shishupal went back to being on Jaya Vijay, so that way he would get a Vaikuntha form. So that would be the Sarupya Mukti, wouldn't it? I wonder if he emerged and then he got Sarupya. I'm just curious about it. But I heard when we talked about Vedanta that Shishupal and Abhisura also got Sarupya Mukti because they had some favourable feeling at that moment. Otherwise, usually they get Sarupya. Yeah, I just wanted to know a bit more about it. He wondered anyway, I was wondering.
Venus and Kunti, right?
Yeah.
Aquarius the places, Aries the places. The sun goes forward and retrograde. The sun goes retrograde and goes Aries the places. So just from Aquarius the places. Mm. I didn't want to say anything because you're alive.
All right. Thank you.
You never know what's coming. That's cool. Surprise. Actually, kind of a way of life. You never know what's surprise. It's no longer a surprise. It's no longer a surprise. It's just one continual.